now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh Damage.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Nick, did you get anything usable in your recaps? All right. Because Nick's going out, like, day after day to these games.
He actually posted a picture of himself in front of the fans. I'm like, oh, he's going to go get stuff there.
All right, so what is the early word from Lockhart?
I honestly don't know, but, yeah, I went to the fans yesterday, tried to get some audio.
All right, did you see anyone roller skating?
No roller skating.
All right, Lockhart says nothing's usable.
Oh, great.
That's not good.
So, can you go out there again?
Over there, to the fans?
Yeah, are the Red Sox in town tonight?
They're heading to Chicago.
Yeah, they have
four games in Chicago.
Was there anyone around the fence?
There was one suspicious guy.
Okay.
But he could have easily killed me.
Okay.
Nick did jiggle his keys. He posted the video.
Yeah.
Very bold.
Okay, well, you jiggle your keys, you never know what you're going to get. All right, Hurley.
All right. I got a little game for you guys.
All right.
Because, you know, last time I was in, and even today, you sort of made a... You're very polite about it, but I could tell you want to, you know, give a little jab on the emo thing.
Yes.
You're very polite, which, you know, is nice, but I know that you got a little, you know, so I'm here to defend the genre.
Okay.
By having you and Wallach participate in a game called Is It an Emo Lyric or a Quote from a Serial Killer?
Okay.
Because
it's his home run written all over it.
It will show you just how normal the genre is and how totally stable everything is. Hopefully it doesn't get too dark. I can't make any guarantees on that one.
Well, I tell you, Dashboard Confessional can get you crying right away.
Just so long as you have the music after the question is over. That's all I care about.
So,
or John Wayne Gacy's voice.
Either one.
Unlike last time, I am going to keep score. So, Wallach, don't answer different from Fred just to, you know, be different.
Okay,
let's
fair
follow
enough.
Your heart. Yep. And let's see who can win. In the winter, we can head outside at my CD book from high school. You can pick anyone you want.
Okay.
Anyone you want, except the boy band stuff. That's cherished.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
I wish I had a big, you know, introductory song and everything. But
no, it's okay.
All right, number one. Which would you prefer, my finger on the trigger or me face down across your floor?
Oh, that's emo for sure.
I think emo.
Because he's saying, do you want me to pull the trigger on you or do you want me to kill myself? Yeah. And if you're going to kill yourself, that is emo as it gets. Reeks of a young man trying to get attention.
Well, you know, that's Taking Back Sunday, cute without the E, a defining song of the genre. So
right. So he's saying that this girl, there's two options.
Yep.
A, I kill you, or I kill myself, or a murder-suicide.
You never know.
At least he's given her an opportunity.
It's, you know, typical teenage angst.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
But the trigger's probably metaphorical.
Well, yeah, I don't think these guys are actually out there.
Taking Back
Sunday
is very similar to the Cro-Mags.
All right, let's move on. Number two, this is the grand finale of a life poorly spent, and the end result is just overwhelmingly depressing. It's just a sick, pathetic, wretched, miserable life story. That's all it is.
It's killer. Serial killer.
Do serial killers usually... do they usually show empathy at the end? I'm going emo.
John Wallach taking the lead. That would be Jeffrey Dahmer.
But then he got killed in prison.
Well, he knew what was going on, apparently.
He ate people.
He did.
I find it very difficult to believe that he said that. When you're going out and eating people...
I should say, I did a Google search. I did not verify every single quote. But you can only spend so much time looking up serial killers before I feel like the FBI might show up at your doorstep.
Did you see the video of that one serial killer that took hormones in Chicago jail and grew breasts?
No.
Oh boy.
Mm.
Google that.
I'm on a break from Googling serial killers. But you can
Google Chicago inmate hormones breasts.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to.
And it's the stuff of nightmares. It's him sitting in a cell. Like smoking cigarettes and seeing how happy he is to be there. and like he has a room full of lovers.
Okay.
And
you got to keep busy.
Well, it's the most. It's if you have the nerve to look it up, John will give you the name. But if you have the nerve to look it up, it's quite disturbing.
Is it Richard Speck?
Yes, right, Richard Speck.
All right.
Watch the video, Wallach.
Oh, you tried to do this to me before. I'm not doing it.
Watch the Richard Speck audio.
I'm not watching it.
You and Richard talked about this before,
right?
They
won't watch it. Yeah. No. You almost had me. I'm not doing it.
Watch the Richard Speck.
Absolutely
Everyone go
not.
Out and watch the Richard Speck video.
No, I'm not watching it. Thank God I'm
right. It's one of those things you want the...
I'm not going to watch
it. No.
You won't watch the Richard Speck video?
No.
Not from what I've heard. I remember you guys talking about it.
I remember now Fred tried to browbeat Rich and I into doing this for a week.
All right, Bird.
Not happening.
Watch the Richard Speck video and then give your opinion on what's going on.
All right.
Wallach. The one where he's in the prison cell and he's with a bunch of guys and he's smoking. Watch it and then give your opinion.
Okay.
You guys are such pussies.
I'm not doing it.
All right, Wallach with an early lead.
To you.
Early lead for Wallach.
Thank you.
Moving on to question number three. Ready? I don't feel sick, but the pains in my head have almost put me underground.
Oh yeah, well it's
emo. That's emo.
That's emo because obviously he's contemplating suicide.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that's just. Is that Alkaline Trio?
It is.
Take I actually like Alkaline Trio.
That was back when they've had different phases. That was like the depressed drink a lot phase.
Yeah.
Then they went into this like obsession with death phase, which somehow I didn't get any of those songs in here. They were like too on point. They had a song about Charles Manson. So
yeah, and then they started wearing talk to the Dropkick Murphys who've toured with them about Matt Skiba.
Yeah, no, not a cool dude.
Perfectly fine dude, but yeah. Enjoys medicating himself.
Yeah, he's been through a lot of different phases throughout his career. And
yeah,
now
they got kind of like, creepy.
Ooh, I'm in a coffin. But yeah. Now he's impersonating Tom DeLonge all over the world. Which
that's right. He's Blink-182.
All right, Wallach's still holding the lead. Ready?
Yep.
Number four. After my head has been chopped off, will I still be able to hear, at least for a moment, the sound of my own blood gushing from my neck?
Oh, emo.
That would be the best pleasure to end all pleasure.
Emo is the days long.
I hate to tell you guys, but I don't have a buzzer, like an ant buzzer, because you're both wrong.
What?
That was a serial killer.
These guys are all showing remorse.
Peter Curtin. He has not remorse. He wants to hear his blood spill out of his head or his neck.
Well, that's just, he's having his last meal and making conversation.
So, hate to tell you guys, but you're both wrong on that. Peter Curtin, I don't remember which one he was.
I don't know what he did, but are you watching the retrospect video? You just finished it? All right, get on the mic. Now, what were your feelings on the Richard Speck video?
First, WTF. Those are the weirdest man boobs I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he's taking hormones. See, the inmates gave him hormones so he would appear more feminine. Then he walked around and he was like a currency to the inmates. Mm. Will you make Wallach watch it?
Wallach, it's really not that bad.
I'm not watching it.
Dude,
I don't trust you at all.
Like,
I'm not watching
I've seen a lot of freaky weird stuff on the YouTube and that didn't faze me that much.
Not doing
like,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, well, he's in a jail cell, and it shows you how out of control the Chicago jail cells are.
What are you doing here, Nick? I'm not watching.
Nick is putting it on.
No, you're not.
Yes. Everyone wants
away from me. I don't want it. No.
I'm not watching it. Everyone wants the Richard Speck video.
No, I don't want to watch it.
You know what? 617-779.
You cannot force me to watch this.
Hang on. 617-779-0985. Call in if you've seen the Richard Speck video or watch it right now.
I'm not watching it.
Call in and then convince John to watch it. No. All right, here we go. Is it emo or a serial killer?
All right, number five. The truth is you could slit my throat, and with my one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt.
You're going back and forth here.
That's emo.
That's emo.
That's correct. That is emo. That is emo. Also taking back Sunday. If you could slit my throat, and with my one last gasping breath,
I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt. These guys are
that's love.
They
that's
really,
love.
Really like girls.
I think that's probably the defining early 2000s emo lyric where you're just like, really?
Yeah, just like,
really?
like I'm like there's a lot of like I'm going to kill myself because I love you so much.
Right. I'm going to bleed out, but apologize because I got your shirt bloody.
Yeah, that's how much you mean to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to slit my throat because you upset me so.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not good to be a male teenager. A lot of learning through this is that emo, not very good to the ladies. Not good at all to
the ladies. Well, no, it's very respectful to the ladies.
Well, that one was, but most of it, not very good.
All right. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, first time, long time, boys. How you doing this morning?
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, Richard Speck video. Kind of messed up. Wallach, you got to watch it. The man boobs are awesome.
Well, hell, I'm sold then.
Yeah, there you go. The fact that he's just chilling there with another guy that's asking him if he wants to be done by men and he enjoys being done by men is fantastic. You know,
it shows you
it's life changing, Wallach.
It's life changing, Wallach. It will make you never want to go to prison.
Good. Well,
all right.
I already don't.
John, go ahead. John.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Wallach, stop being such a baby. In terms of the videos on the internet, that is tame and it's hot. Check it out.
It's hot? Okay.
I guess there's like one that they showed in like this meeting about the condition of Chicago jails that is way, way, way more graphic.
Did you not see that one?
No, I don't think that's for mass consumption. And people were leaving the room. Like, people like in the prison industry were leaving the room because it was so disturbing. Dan, go ahead.
Wallach, it's just a guy getting a little augmentation, just like you and your gap, make him look more attractive. You know, you're getting your gap sewed up, whatever the hell you're going to do with that thing.
Sewn up. Getting my two teeth sewn together. Yes.
Exactly. You want to look more attractive. You know, you're going for a different demographic, I think. But, you know, it's fine. It's tame. It's just a guy hanging out shirtless. Kind of like, you know, Felger's buddy there. So it's fine.
It's very similar to Felger's buddy.
Okay.
So I guess in the video they showed to the prison people, because these inmates are videotaping it. Like, they have VHS cameras in there. And I guess they show Richard Speck performing.
Okay.
You know?
Well, thanks to the prison documentarians there.
What's he doing
capturing
exactly?
That.
He's doing a tap dance, John. What do you think he's doing?
He's singing to the crowd.
Richard Speck?
I don't know. When you say
people were leaving the room.
Okay.
He was. They've given him hormones to become more like a woman.
Okay, I got it now. Thank you.
Oh, my Lord.
I said I was hoping this didn't get too dark, but we I don't know where we are.
How many more do we have?
We got a break. But I'm just fascinated that John won't watch the Richard Speck video. I just love it. All right. Dave Richard going to join us, our fantasy football guru. 617-779-0985. Get your questions in.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
Really doesn't know. 98.5, the Sports. Gotta believe
what I say. Not familiar with this one.
It doesn't sound that boy bandish. Fantasy Football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. He, of course, is our celebrity fantasy guru. 617-779-0985 to get on the phone with him. Hello, Mr. Dave Richard.
Morning, Fred. You know, it is apropos that we are talking this morning. I was just in the middle of researching the Patriots' first regular season game against Houston. Do you know how the Patriots have fared and how Tom Brady's fared in those last six games that they played against the Texans?
Not well, I would imagine. No, very well.
Yeah. 6-0. Brady's had multiple touchdowns every time, at least 225 yards every time, at least 21 fantasy points every time. Here's the big fantasy advice of the morning, people. Start Tom Brady. You're welcome.
I had wrote a story after that game last year that it was arguably the best performance of Brady's entire career, his Texans game last year.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He was dominant.
Well, I gotta get on that article. All right, so I missed my first three picks in my draft. So let me tell you who I got.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
No, I was at home. All right, so I got Stafford at quarterback. I got Antonio. My first three picks that they made for me were all receivers. I got Matthew Stafford, Antonio Brown. I got Adams from Green Bay, Diggs from Minnesota, Deion Lewis. The Johnson kid from Detroit, Doyle at tight end, and Crowell is my flex.
Well, you've got awesome receivers. I'm proud of you for that. It's you know, those three picks that you didn't make. Maybe you should have let somebody else make all your picks for you instead of that, because those receivers are dominant. I bet there's no one else in the league that's got receivers that good. Stafford's okay at quarterback. If it's a PPR league, Doyle is fine at tight end. But the running backs make me cry, Fred. It's honestly like going, you know, to like buy beverages, special beverages at the dollar store. You're not going to get anything good there.
What about Barber, Anderson, and Chubb?
Barber is good. He's probably going to end up being a starter for you to begin the season in Tampa Bay. I love drafting him in round six, round seven. Hopefully that's where you got him.
Yeah.
Anderson, is that CJ Anderson or Robbie Anderson?
That
either
is
way, it's not good.
Wait, what? Anderson, it's
running back CJ Anderson or wide receiver Robbie Anderson?
It's CJ Anderson.
Or is it 1980s television star Lonnie Anderson?
It's CJ Anderson.
Okay, that's bad. Your running backs are trash, dude. You're going to need a lot of help. Peyton Barber is your best one. Deion Lewis, you're fine with to start the season, but you know that he's going to get hurt eventually. Last year was like a miracle year for him to stay alive 16 games in New England.
All right.
Now he's a part-timer in Tennessee.
There's no reason to be like that. All right, let's go to the phones. Alan in Norwood, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, I drafted Royce Freeman in three of my four leagues. What's my realistic expectation with him? Should I trade him because of the hype or keep him thinking he'll be a three-down back?
I think he's eventually going to be close to a three-down back in Denver. He's definitely their best running back just in terms of handoffs, running between the tackles. Doesn't have amazing speed, but he can give you a little bit of burst. I think Denver wants to use two guys, though. I think they want to use a second running back to work on third downs, kind of like how the Patriots used James White for most of the season last year.
Yeah.
So they could find that guy in somebody like Phillip Lindsay. It could end up being Devontae Booker. Like, you might get freaked out week one when Devontae Booker starts for Denver. That's because the coaching staff there is very old school, and they might, you know, they're going to say, well, he's a rookie. He's got to keep earning it. It's crapola. I think you're going to see Royce be the best back. I think he can get you 1,200 total yards this year.
All right. It sounds like someone is doing better than me. Tom, go ahead.
His receivers probably stink, though, Fred.
What's that?
I said his receivers probably stink. You can hang your hat on the fact that you've got three top 12 receivers.
Yep, and I can hang my hat that I didn't make any of those picks myself. All right. Yeah. Tom, go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. I was looking for kind of a late round running back, and I was just wondering which of the Indianapolis running backs you think might pan out. Same question with Cleveland, or is there an alternative? Thanks.
Yeah, I couldn't understand the mumbling on the Cleveland question, so I'm just going to go right to the Colts run game. I think that Marlon Mack is a little overrated. He's also not 100%. He had shoulder surgery. He pulled his hamstring in his first preseason game. I'm not a huge fan of his. Jordan Wilkins has not had a good preseason. I think he's averaging under 3 yards per carry. That's typically a bad thing when it comes to running backs. But I would still take him late. And if he stinks, you're going to move off of him and try, and this is even crazier, Robert Turbin, who's suspended for the first four games. Don't draft Robert Turbin. Draft Jordan Wilkins. And if he gets off to a great start, awesome. You've got the primary back for Indianapolis. And if not, then you turn to Turbin. But either those guys, Turbin you're not drafting, Wilkins round 11, Marlon Mack, once you're in round 7, if he's there, I guess it's okay.
All right, let's go to, who is this guy, Chris? Let me see here. This doesn't work. All right. Chris, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question for Dave regarding keepers. I got to keep either Gronk, Kamara, or Rodgers. Two out of the three. Who do I keep? Thanks.
I'm throwing back Rodgers, and I know it sounds crazy to do that, but you're going to be able to find a quarterback at any point in the draft this year, and you should be able to feel good about it. You should never reach for a quarterback in fantasy. That's certainly the case this year. Gronk isn't a great long-term keeper. Who knows how many more years he's going to play, but for now, he's healthy. He told the media this week that he feels good, so he should still be an awesome player. And Alvin Kamara's young, second season. You saw what he did last year. A lot of people think he's going to keep that up. I think he's an excellent keeper and a guy that you should have on your roster for many years to come.
All right, Tyler, go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, so my draft is actually tonight. And I'm in a 12-team auction draft. We're also a PPR league. So My thought is to kind of stay away, to make my team somewhat even. I try to stay away from the top end guys for running backs usually because they go way too high. So my thought is Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he's going to go for a lot. I mean, he's not going to go for as much as like Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott and those guys, but he's going to be right behind them. I would say he's going to cost you as much as like 24% of your total budget. Not to get all like H&R blocky on you, but that's just how it's going to be. But he is a great running back to get in PPR, and it looks like Ron Rivera wasn't lying about giving him a lot of work. If the preseason is any indication, and there's no guarantee that it is, but if it is, you're going to see McCaffrey get a lot of work this year, a lot of carries, a lot of catches. That's great for PPR.
Yeah, and especially if you can't get your hands on Deion Lewis. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Dave, what do you think about Rashad Penny up in Seattle? And also, who would you recommend as like a waiver wire pickup for a tight end for this week?
For week one?
Yes.
A good waiver wire tight end for week one. It's either of the Colts tight ends are out there. Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle, I would try and get one of them and see how they do and put them on your squad. Tyler Eifert would certainly make the cut, but he's getting drafted in a lot of leagues. Totally blanking on the first question that you asked me.
Rashad Penny up in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know why I'm blanking on him? Because I don't like him. I don't think he's that great of a runner. He came out of a great system at San Diego State. And first-round pick, I don't know what the Seahawks were thinking. I'm a Chris Carson guy. And that offensive line, I thought it would be a bad thing for Seattle. It's turned out to actually be pretty decent. And I think Chris Carson is going to be the one taking advantage early on this season. If you get him late, like round 9+, I don't have a problem with it. You just have to be patient with him. But there are some people that are reaching for him because they see the stats. He had more total yards than Saquon Barkley at San Diego State, and so people think he's going to do that in the pros. The answer is no, he won't, and so don't take him in round 6 or round 7.
You mentioned Saquon Barkley. What's the earliest you pull the trigger on Barkley if you're drafting in the first round?
I am a huge fan of Saquon Barkley. I think that he is legit. He's going to get every single touch in that backfield for the Giants. Don't worry about Jonathan Stewart, Wayne Gallman. Give me a break. That offensive line's better. Nate Solder now there at the left tackle. You guys know all about him. I think he's got a chance of getting you 1,500 yards, 10-plus touchdowns. That's the type of projection that you would have for pretty much any stud running back. So I'm taking him as a stud running back. I would move him. I would take him as high as 5th overall in non-PPR.
All right, Dave, who will excite fantasy owners who are drafting this week? It's brought to you by Nissan, driven to excite.
So there's a bunch of sleepers that are on my Twitter page, twitter.com/DaveRichard. It's pinned to the top of the page, including one wide receiver in Dallas who I think is going to be outstanding. But another guy that I'm taking with one of my last picks is James Conner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is the backup running back to Le'Veon Bell. We are not sure if Le'Veon Bell is going to be there week one with the team. He did not participate in training camp. He has not signed his franchise tender. If, for whatever reason, Le'Veon keeps his holdout going into the regular season, James Conner is going to be the main running back in that Steelers offense. That's always been great. You remember D'Angelo Williams had big numbers once upon a time. Conner will get those numbers too, and you can literally get him in round 14. So James Conner's the guy.
All right, you can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ, for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Dave, it's a pleasure. Looking forward to talking to you next week.
Fred, the Kerryon Johnson pick wasn't that bad.
All right, well, I got him late. I don't even know if I took him. That might have been a compute situation, too. But thank you, Dave Richard.
You got it, dude.
All right, take it easy. All right. When we come back, another reason not to use Twitter. Headline.
Stay tuned. More Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports Hub.
Come on. Oh, that's the jam to end all jams right there.
Okay.
That's LFO every other time.
Tell you what, I love to the man from LFO. One of the great interviews out there. All right, so
Do you know what LFO stood for?
No.
The light funky ones.
No
obviously.
Way. Really?
Yeah. You guys need to bone up on your boy band history. That's all I'm
saying.
That's
a bad term.
Sitting here with the uncultured.
Well, John's over there having nocturnal admissions, and no one who watched the Richard Speck video. It's very alarming. Now, you guys have gotten screen caps of the Richard Speck.
I haven't. Well, I shouldn't have said that. No, yeah, I'm getting flooded. It's terrible.
Our audience.
What's your Twitter?
Nah, we don't need to get into that.
You don't want people to know your Twitter?
Not for this specific purpose, no.
It's Michael F. Hurley.
Ah, the first time you got it right.
Michael
we'll
F. Hurley. If you find any Richard Speck video.
Oh, our listeners are great. They're sending me. Like, see, look.
If you want to Photoshop some stuff into it, too.
Terrible.
Twitter's really loosened their rules. All right, so you know about former Ohio State receivers coach Zach Smith. I'm not getting on a pedestal here and going to, you know, brag that I've erased my Twitter history and that I don't do things on Twitter. But again, nothing good becomes of anything on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. When it first started, people actually built careers on Twitter. The stupid comedian got a million followers, and then he became a comic, and he sucks. And then you had, Crap My Dad Says.
Yeah.
And they made a show that lasted for one episode, so.
Forgot about that.
That was William Shatner, right?
That was William Shatner.
Shatner had that. I actually saw that episode.
And what an idea is to take a series of tweets and to turn them into a half-an-hour sitcom. What could have gone wrong? So now, legitimately, even the president screws up on Twitter. So there's really, really no reason to do it other than to promote something that you're up to. That's it. So this guy, the former Ohio State wide receivers coach, Zach Smith, you know, he was fired from his job after multiple allegations of domestic violence from his ex-wife, Courtney. And then he got Urban Meyer that then got suspended for those three games. He's threatened to sue Brett McMurphy, the reporter who originally revealed the allegations. And he took to Twitter yesterday.
That's not a good idea.
No.
Usually someone in that situation almost always just deletes their account.
Yeah, you would assume.
Almost always.
Well, nope, he didn't. He says, silence equals over. I've tried, but I can't watch clowns like Brett McMurphy and Feinbaum and others at ESPN continue to run their mouths without knowledge, but with complete disregard for my four children.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think it's worth specifying that he didn't say clowns. He used the clown emoji.
He did.
Which really tells you it's time to get serious.
And it's like, disregard for my four children. Well, you were fired from Ohio State for multiple allegations of beating
domestic,
your wife, of domestic violence. I don't think that it's ridiculous that gets reported. Now, this Twitter storm obviously is going to silence everything.
Yeah, that's. I mean, in his head, obviously, I'm going to go on Twitter and really start saying how things are, and then that's that.
Yeah.
That will close the book on this chapter.
Yeah, and then, okay, you have four children. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, you know, why won't you shield them a little bit from this? Their mother had plenty of disregard for them in this. Time for you all to face the damage you're causing. And then Coach Smith says, hey, Brett McMurphy and Feinbaum, look at these faces, you heartless, moralist clowns. Every lie or dramatic version of the truth you report, you hurt these precious children. I think he put a picture of his children. Just like their mom and continues to. Do you have family, kids? Another piece of advice. If you're trying to hide your kids from this, and of course you don't want your kids in any way to feel damaged.
Do you tweet their photos out?
Yeah.
In the middle of your tweet storm? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the good way to shield them.
Hey, Brett McMurphy, quick few questions because you're an outstanding journalist. How'd you get that interview with Coach Tom Herman as your first interview at Watch Stadium? How come you didn't ask him about the alleged strip club incident that you reported about? Three, furthermore, did you ask him about the ensuing days? Have you vetted any credibility in any of your reports? I'm waiting for one thing that's accurate beyond a name change or Photoshop session. I will see you in court, clown. Well, this is nothing that can't help you in court.
Yeah.
Let's talk facts.
Do you know what is like an absolute fear is ever having either like my text messages or my tweets read aloud in a public forum.
Oh,
like
wow.
That's like even if we were just in a room of eight people and someone started reading my like normal tweets out loud, it would be mortifying.
If you're a lawyer, I mean, the lawyers had to tell him 45 times not to do this. You're in the news for something bad. Lay low, dummy. If you're waiting your day in court, go to court, stupid. When you have someone there that is a professional in, you know, explaining situations. If you're wrong, I mean, this is, Twitter is so effing dangerous. I mean, this guy is beyond dumb. Goes, let's talk facts. My kids are suffering because all of this, most important. Well, again, this is doing a lot of good stuff. Like, what are they going to do? Stop reporting it? Oh, the guy has kids. I mean, they're not showing up at your house and, like, going through the window, or I would imagine they don't follow them to school. I never beat my wife. Okay. OSU botched the investigation, and worse off, the punishment. They forced Urban Meyer into a statement, I hope, at least, because he knows what's real, and I've never apologized and would never have never apologized. President Drake is either the cause of a joke or an investigation or punishment as he allowed it. And he goes, let's talk about who this legitimately hurts, who's legitimately hurt in this. The children, the Buckeye players, Ohio State staff, the fans. All right, dude.
Yeah, the fan. Well, I mean, I was worried about the fans, too.
I was worried about the Ohio State staff and certainly the players.
For sure. I mean, but mostly the fans. Let's be real. I mean, if you're a fan of the Buckeyes, how harrowing has this past few weeks been?
And for someone who wants their children to be left out of it, you're throwing your children into almost every tweet. Like, the idea that you have children, and say these allegations are all false, then hopefully that comes out in court, and then you get a nice settlement from the school and everything else. And you, of course, want your children to be shielded from a lot of this.
That's not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, and you're mentioning them 45 times.
Keep that in your back pocket if you ever get arrested for anything. Well, I have children, so we're going to have to let this one slide.
Yeah, we're going to have to let this go. It's very hard. And by the way, if these allegations are true, I'm sure your children loved the multiple assaults that you did with your ex-wife. It's very hard to be silent when falsehoods and half-truths are said about you and there's no way to defend yourself. There is a way to defend yourself, stupid. Go to court.
Which you've already threatened to do anyway.
Bro, something's got to happen. I've made mistakes in my life, but being a domestic abuser is not one of them. I'll answer every question in court and under oath when the time comes. I can't wait. Yes, you can't wait, you can't obviously. Wait.
That was redundant.
And then he starts talking to this woman who's a women's right activist.
Well, she actually came out to sort of help him.
Yes, she said that
help him, but you know what I mean.
I know. She goes, I don't know if you're following the coach Twitter tirade today, but he's showing us exactly what kind of disgusting, manipulative, unhinged abuser he is.
Now, a person might reflect upon that and be like, wow, I'm presenting myself poorly.
Especially to this woman who's verified and obviously is someone who speaks.
Yes.
And is as passionate about this cause.
More knowledgeable about it than you. Like, I'm not a psychologist. I feel like this is abuser type behavior, but she's probably a little bit more in tune with that.
Well, I would imagine since her life is dedicated to this very thing that she would be somewhat wise to it.
Perhaps it could bring upon a moment of self-reflection where you stop tweeting.
Okay, and so Zach Smith in all his glory says, laugh out loud, wow, you've just proved you're a one-sided clown. So this is a good idea. You have a woman whose life is dedicated to helping women who have been assaulted. And you have decided to now take her on in Twitter. Instead of looking at that and said, okay, now's the time to maybe stop.
At least reshape the message. You know?
How about stop?
If you can't stop... Maybe like, try to funnel it in a different direction.
This woman, Brenda Tracy, is a RN gang rape survivor, activist, speaker, civilian lobbyist, founder of Set the Expectation, SetTheExpectation.org. So this is a woman who has been through harrowing sexual abuse. And is someone who is leading a cause against it, and you've decided to just go laugh out loud.
Clown.
You clown.
And I'm sure that the affected Ohio State fans, which we already mentioned and expressed sympathy for, I'm sure they were very nice to this woman online in response to Coach Zach Smith's quote tweet with LOL.
Oh, I don't even want to read it.
No.
I don't even want to read it. I mean, and then he goes on and on. Laugh out loud when you prove you're a one-sided clown. They got used when they had to go to school and deal with false accusations against their dad. Now he's starting to misspell stuff.
Agapes their dad.
Yeah.
And now that's all going to stop.
Please stop tweeting at me.
Now that he's gone on this Twitter rampage, all of this will stop.
I used to be a huge fan and supporter. Okay. But you just proved you're not a truth seeker. I mean, get off of Twitter. All you're doing is destroying yourself. And there's no way you can get on Twitter and have it. Is there anything he could do on Twitter?
Delete his account.
Seriously, is there anything he could have put on Twitter that would have made any of this go away?
He could have, I mean, honestly made a short statement saying, I can't really talk about it now. The truth, if you believe this, the truth will come out and I will have a statement at that time. But in the meanwhile, I have to remain silent.
I wouldn't tweet anything.
Well, I wouldn't, but if he clearly had that urge, you could say that and then just get off Twitter forever.
But if you have the urge to tweet something, yeah, you're obviously not going to do some, you know, talking point.
And there's an element of being, you're showing that you're unable to control your impulses.
Yeah.
By going, not just tweeting, but tweeting 50 times and looking like an unhinged person.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And the thing is now, you could delete them all, but they're on every single website in
the
world.
He can't delete anything.
No.
That could have been, that's like Ambi and Fred. That thing was up for about 5 minutes, and then about 75 million people screen grabbed it.
I think they're still up.
Yeah, yeah, they're probably still up.
He's proud of it.
Lord knows what he's doing. Zach Smith, big receivers coach.
That's the thing, too. Like, for everyone to have this massive controversy over a receivers coach, like, why didn't Urban just have the foresight to say, like, all right, this is not the person, this is not the hill I want to die on, the receivers coach.
Yeah, I don't know. People get fired for stuff all the time.
Sorry, Zach, but it's not working out. Not going to happen. Smell you later.
Yeah.
Got a program to run. I got millions upon millions of dollars to make this week.
And you know what? Go and get this whole thing sorted out legally and then pursue another job.
I'll give you a recommendation when it comes to that.
Yeah. I mean, you can put on your resume, worked at Walmart for, you know, 2 years, then assistant receivers coach at Ohio State.
Did you get into that report at all? The Ohio State one?
No.
Some of the details in that they let Meyer off the hook for because he forgets things sometimes. That was the biggest excuse for him, was sometimes he gets extremely forgetful about things that he knows a lot about.
Well, he never even mentioned the alleged victim.
Then he had the fake statement the day after. It was sports tend to bring out a lot of the worst parts of humans, but college sports especially. It's just disgusting.
Well, because college sports, there's this air of it being amateurism and that, like, these kids are supposed to be going to school and all these things. So it just seems so much, it's so
grosser.
Much seedier.
At least the players professionally make some money.
Yeah, like everyone's sort of winning
a little bit, in
professional football.
But the fact that all these people are becoming millionaires off the work of 19-year-olds, you know, risking their bodies, and then to be corrupt on top of that, it's just... And then the fandom is like this extra level of I don't want to call it passion because it's like
obsession. It's, like,
yeah, like you get, you know, like tattoos of a school you didn't go to.
Yeah,
that's
Alabama.
I'm sure it's everywhere.
It's just University of Michigan a lot,
really,
a ton. Yeah, because no one can get into University of Michigan.
That's true. So everyone gets to block M instead.
Yeah,
okay.
So because and even people that went to like school in Michigan. Like, if you had to ghetto it up and go to, like, Central Michigan or Eastern Michigan, then they still, even though they have football programs.
Oh, it's still the University of Michigan?
Oh, yeah. They're all fans of the University of Michigan. And there was a time Central Michigan used to beat Michigan State. But D'Antonio said, you know what? That's done. So, ladies and gentlemen, my advice to you is to not put anything on Twitter, ever. About anything.
Okay.
Unless you steal people's jokes. That seems very lucrative. People do that.
Yeah. Well, you can just go to a comedy club and see the guy with the notepad in the back stealing everyone's jokes. Nothing you put up there is good enough to counteract anything that you put up there that's bad. People aren't going to care about something you think is funny. People are going to care about anything you slip up. Everyone's waiting for you to slip up. And if you're just doing it off the cuff, people are like, you left Twitter because it was like, you know, people saying stuff about you. And I'm like, that's 10% of it. 90% was I know I'd be drinking or something, and I would have the urge to start putting stuff up there.
And it only takes one tweet.
Oh, yeah.
One tweet.
Absolutely. All right. We will be back. There's all kinds of craziness going on in Hyannis. We'll discuss that.